Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Hey gang, it's Jill Schlesinger. I'm launching a new show. It's called Money Moves, and we are gonna move. We are gonna answer your financial questions and take the mystery out of your financial life. Follow and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
We are thrilled to have with us our House Speaker Dan Hawkins to discuss the upcoming 2026 elections and the importance of maintaining the Kansas House majority, despite the fact that he's wrapped up, effectively wrapped up his term. I mean, he's still got a little bit of time left, but he's off running right now. In fact, from what I understand, he's got the pile driver out and he's pounding out 4x8s out in western Kansas as we speak. But thrilled to have him with us now. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Speaker.
That is true, John. I'm out in western Kansas, left Wichita at 9 a.m., and I've been to, clear to Liberal. I'm just leaving Garden City and heading to Scott City right now. And it's sun's going down.
I've been out there doing that very same thing on a couple of gubernatorial campaigns over the years. So I know the road you're on. So that's okay. Yeah. That's what it takes to win these statewide races. So
absolutely,
Dan. Let me. It's interesting that I've got you following our conversation a little while ago with Mark Meckler about the importance of these upcoming races, these midterms. Now, he and I were talking more on the federal level, but we've got. In fact, I just found out earlier tonight about a local House race here in Sedgwick County, where we've got one of your colleagues that now has a primary. If we lose the majority, assuming we either have the wrong Republican governor, or heaven forbid, a Democrat. I mean, it's Katie bar the door if we don't have enough of a majority. It could really be bad for our agenda.
You know, this election is going to be all about turnout. We have to get the Republicans to turn out. In Kansas, if the Republicans turn out, Republicans win.
Right.
If Republicans don't turn out, then it can be tough, and we don't need it to be tough. It truly is probably one of the most consequential elections for many different reasons. Number one, we need to keep our supermajority. But number two, we need to get a lot of people out to vote for the constitutional amendment on judicial selection. So those two things are of utmost importance. There's always doom and gloom. Every election that I've been in, it seems like they always talk about how there's going to be a bloodbath on Republicans. But, you know, we put really, really good candidates out there. They work hard. They listen to the constituents. And most of the time they win. So we just need to continue that record. And, you know, last 2 years ago, the Democrats were going to break the Republicans back, and they were going to get three in Johnson County. We ended up getting three in Johnson County, and they lost three.
Right.
We need to have the same playbook this time. We need to continue our winning ways, and that all depends on Republican turnout.
Let's assume for the moment that we get a Republican governor, the right Republican governor. What issues were able to deliver on in 2026? Did you think the new Republican majority could accomplish in 27 with the right legislature and a conservative governor?
Well, Well, certainly, you know, we worked hard to try to deliver property tax relief.
Right.
Matter of fact, we had a really, really good bill. One of the legs of the two-legged approach was to have a bill that limited local units of government's ability to raise their budget over a certain level, 3%, and then a constitutional amendment to slow the amount of appraisals that's going on out there, the increase in appraisals. We weren't able to get the constitutional amendment. We did pass House Bill 2043, which was an excellent bill. I actually thought the governor might sign that one. She didn't. She vetoed it. And, of course, you know, we've already left, and so we couldn't go back to override the veto. So that was a real disappointment for all of us that she vetoed that one. But that's something that we get the right Republican governor with the legislature that we have. We'll get that done next time. And in addition, there's another important thing that we've wanted for a long time, and that's certainly the ability of people to have a choice in where they send their kids to school.
Yeah.
We have the right Republican governor. We'll get that as well.
You know, what you just said there, right Republican governor, without naming names, I think we all know who we're talking about here. It does have to be the right Republican, because there's at least one that basically no different than Laura Kelly.
Oh, absolutely.
And that's part of the problem here. Not only do we have to make sure we keep the majorities, but we have to make sure that we're electing the right people in those positions.
You know, it's always kind of sad what some, you know, our Republican parties do. You know, we've got 8 people in a race, and every time we have a massive number of people in a race, a lot of times we do get the wrong governor.
Yeah.
I'm really kind of hoping that thins out a little bit between now and June 1st, when the filing deadline is for all races. You know, if it does thin out, then I think that the people will make the right choice. But when you've got 8, there's just too many choices to pick from. And then somebody's going to win it with 30% of the vote.
Yep. No, I agree.
And that makes it very difficult, because then you can have the wrong person win with 30% of the vote.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX, because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking with the Speaker of the House, Dan Hawkins. I do want to ask you about one thing. Obviously, we've seen a lot going on with the state legislatures in a number of other states this year. We you know, just saw what Virginia, North Carolina, now Tennessee, some of these other southern states, ever since the decision came down from the United States Supreme Court. It'd probably be a heavy lift, and we know that, you know, you've had some issues really in both chambers. Is there any, there been some talk, I know there was a little bit of rumor a week or two ago, has there been any consideration of Kansas going back and looking at redistricting with the one seat that we have here that's held in Democrat hands, especially now that the Supreme Court decision came down?
Well, certainly, John, I worked really hard.
Oh, I know you
last,
did.
Last October, actually 8 weeks, October and November, trying to get a special session called. I came up 10 short in the House, 10 Republicans, 10 safe Republicans that could have voted to come back in, could have signed the petition and come back in and chose not to. They were able to block it. And that hasn't changed. Those 10 are still just as dead set against redistricting as they were then.
Dan, did any of those 10 see what just happened in the primaries up in,
Indiana.
What was it? Of the seven just lost because of what they chose to do?
I would say you would have to be living in a cave to not know what happened. And I do think they know what happened, but I think that they have not changed their minds whatsoever. Mm. I do know there's at least three of them that did not vote for it, that have primaries because of it. One of them just happened this week, a primary. Mark Sanders up in Salina just got a primary. I don't know who the guy is, and most of us don't. I don't think anybody really knows who the guy is. But his sole thing on his Facebook is, you know, Clark Sanders stood in the way of redistricting. It's time for him to leave. So it's going to be interesting to see how that race plays out. But there's basically three of them out there right now, primaries. That is the sole reason for the primaries, because those people stood in the way of redistricting.
Hmm. Well, and, you know, we know that the president spent a lot of money in those six of seven races. And, you know, we saw the outcome. It'll be interesting to see if you know, those same interests decide to play in Kansas at all.
And really, the one that he lost, the one that the president didn't win, couldn't win anyway. I mean, it was one of those that was right. Just really a safe seat. But the rest of them all paid a price. They sure did.
Yeah, one of them was, I believe, a member of leadership, wasn't he?
Majority leader.
That's what I thought.
Whew. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Dan, I real quick, I know you're out there working. You are yourself not running for re-election to the House. You're running for insurance commissioner. How's that? Obviously, it's going fairly well. You're out there putting out 4x8s. How's it going?
It is. It's going well. We're putting about 1,000 miles a week on the vehicle. We're all over the state, east to west, north to south. We started this morning putting out, we got 200 4x8 signs to put out. And we're doing the western part out here today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. And then we'll get more to the center of the state and start putting them out there. But we're going across the state. Things are going very, very well. You know, we certainly have a Democrat backed by Kathleen Sebelius running against us. That's interesting in and of itself. You know, because Kathleen Sebelius is the one that gave us the ACA, and we right. know how the ACAs went.
Oh yeah.
So I would say that Democrat will be just like Kathleen Sebelius as far as her philosophy, and that's not good for the state of Kansas.
No, and I'm sure as things ramp up, I'm sure that's what we'll end up seeing out of a lot of Kathleen's and Laura Kelly. It's the same thing, basically. What, you know, it was a puppet. So,
the great news for your listeners is Laura Kelly is in New York, state of New York, looking for a house.
Good. She's gone home.
Yeah, she's gone the whole month of May. She's up there with her kids looking for a house, and she'll have a house to move to as soon as she's done as governor. So she'll go back to where she started from, which is where she should have always been.
Exactly. She's gone home. Dan, we appreciate you as always. If folks are interested, they want to connect with you, if they want to reach out, or more importantly, if they want to make a donation, they can find you at HawkinsForInsurance.com, and that's F-O-R, yeah. Right?
Yes, that is. It's Hawkins, F-O-R, insurance.com. You can make donations, and of course, you can also sign up for our insurance newsletter. We'll keep doing the same thing we've always done. We'll put out information every week, letting people know exactly what's going on in that business. So
appreciate you, my friend. We'll be in touch. I'm sure we'll have you on again soon.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork. But somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Walls back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.